TED Audio Collective.
Hi, everyone. It's Sherelle. We have something different for you today. This is the trailer for Good Sport with Jody Avirgan, a new podcast from TED. It's a show that is making the case for sports as one of the best ways to understand the world. We think you'll really enjoy it. And if you want more, check out Good Sport wherever you're listening to this.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on trends in technology. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in artificial intelligence, big data, robotic revolution, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is, or customize to better fit your investing goals, all in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hackers and cybercriminals have always held this kind of special fascination.
Obviously, I can't tell you too much about what I do.
It's a game. Who's the best hacker? And I was like, well, this is child's play.
I'm Dina Temple-Raston, and on the Click Here podcast, you'll meet them and the people trying to stop them.
We're not afraid of the attack. We're afraid of the creativity and the intelligence of the human being behind it.
Click Here, stories about the people making and breaking our digital world.
AI machine.
Satellite. Engine ignition.
Click here.
And liftoff.
Click here every Tuesday and Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Every big life lesson I've learned. How to channel my competitive fire. How to be a supportive teammate or partner. How to focus on what I can control and try to let go of what I can't. All of that I've learned through sports. My name is Jody Avirgan, and I'm the host of a new show called Good Sport. It's a podcast about how sports can connect us with one another, help us understand the world around us, help us improve our... Oh my God, did we make a self-help podcast? Well, kinda, because I do think sports can help. And this season, at least, they've helped me answer some questions I've had for a long, long time. Like, for instance, why does it feel like every new stadium that gets built leaves people feeling like they got fleeced? Well, it's because those deals are negotiated by people who talk like this.
What should we do here ethically? Never, ever comes up when you're negotiating a stadium deal.
Another question we get into, why certain places are really good at producing professional athletes and what these hotbeds can teach us about giving people a fair shot.
The baseline talent has to be there, and then we go from there. And yes, after that point, we are talking about nurturing. We are talking about belief.
Before I took on this show, I hosted the 538 Politics podcast and 30 for 30 at ESPN. So I've thought a lot about how sports and politics mirror each other. Like this, I've noticed, maybe you have too, that more and more, the template for arguing about sports, it's kind of become the template for arguing about everything.
Just take a word and say it loudly three times in a row. So preposterous, preposterous, preposterous.
Another episode this season is about my relationship with sports, or no longer playing sports. What happens when you can't play at the same level you're used to? Well, I talked to soccer legend Carly Lloyd about how hard it is to hang it up.
You always have this image in your mind of
how you would like things to play out. And life doesn't always give you exactly what you want.
Well, it's like sports teaching you one last lesson on the way out. You know?
Exactly.
So that's a taste of Good Sport. 8 episodes, each one on a compelling question that sports can help us explore. We'll talk about getting in the zone, the rise of Formula One, lots, lots more. And I hope it all adds up to this, an argument from me to you that sports really matter, that they can change our understanding of the world and ourselves, and that sports can, you know, make for a fun 8-part podcast that hopefully you'll listen to. That's up to you, I guess. Anyway, that's what we're up to this season on Good Sport from the TED Audio Collective. See you soon. Follow Good Sport wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this episode comes from the University of Illinois Geese College of Business Online MBA, known as the iMBA, which provides unmatched flexibility that allows you to put your degree within reach. Jeff Wayman, a first-year iMBA student, has already seen the impact.
My name is Jeff Wayman. I'm an iMBA student at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business. Currently, I'm head of content strategy for the Office of CTO for a tech company. I have a career path that I pretty much understand. I'm looking to expand my capabilities and move into more senior leadership roles. And so an MBA was always something that was on my mind. You know, I would consider myself a lifelong learner. You know, I enjoy it. When narrowing it down to a few programs, Geese University of Illinois built a lot of flexibility into what you would focus on within the MBA. And so the ability to sort of target areas I want to focus on in my business education was really important. And that is part of the core, you know, Geese curriculum. Fears and hesitations I had in sort of going back to school. I think the biggest thing is, you know, time management. My work is flexible, but at the same time, it's unpredictable. I have a family as well. The program in every way has certainly given me that opportunity for flexibility. I think that flexibility has been the best part for me. We get home with our family, we eat dinner with our family. I can still do all those things, even if there's a class that day. I probably have 25 to 30 years left to work. A program for me, I look at, I'm going to spread that cost over that time. And so, you know, based on that investment, what could I expect from that? If I can be more competitive when I go to my next role or have my next interview, absolutely that, I think I've got a return on that investment. You know, best case scenario, it changes my career path or trajectory. Looking at other students that have graduated, other things people have done, it's certainly a possibility. I do not think you will find a program that has put more time and energy and effort into how they deliver the coursework, how they interact with the students, how they build the curriculum, how they ensure as much flexibility as possible. I don't think you're going to get that other places. So that, I think, is the real big difference for me.
If you're like most professionals, graduate education has to be designed to fit within your busy schedule. Learn more about the courses designed with your career and time in mind at geeseonline.illinois.edu.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
TED Tech is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Isabel Carter, who also wrote it with me, Sherelle Dorsey. Our editor is Jimmy Gutierrez. Special thanks to Farah DeGrange for her support as a project manager. I'm Sherelle Dorsey. Let's keep digging into the future. Join me next week for more.